This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Kanye West's current wife, Bianca Censori, and ex-wife, Kim Kardashian, were seen together for the first time. Yep, the two sat together at Kanye's Vultures 2 listening party at the Chase Center in San Francisco and seemed to get along just fine. But then again, Kim can't be too happy about her kids constantly being exposed to Bianca parading around almost nude. Ariana Grande is begging fans to stop sending hateful messages to the people in her life. The singer shared the message via her Instagram story after releasing her seventh studio album, Eternal Sunshine. She has received a lot of criticism for taking up with Wicked co-star Ethan Slater when they were both married at the time. Guess they just needed to break free. Rihanna and A$AP Rocky live in a lavish $14 million colonial-style mansion with their two kids in Beverly Hills that the Fenty Beauty founder purchased in 2021. Rocky entered a new not guilty plea to gun charges, including two felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm. That mansion could soon turn into a 10x10 cell. Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny XO, celebrated the one-year anniversary of her retirement from sex work. The Dumb Blonde podcast host posted, "I was so scared to let go of that part of my life and leave behind the money I was making. I wasn't sure how I'd make up that part of my business." FYI, Jelly Roll never made her give up her sugar daddies. She did it on her own. Let that sink in. The Michael Jackson biopic is already being called controversial, and it's only just started filming. The movie, which is supposed to be an honest look at the King of Pop's life, seems like more of an ode to MJ and only highlights the positives. Leaving Neverland director Dan Reed read the script and calls it BS, with it barely addressing the child abuse allegations. What? No diddling?
Dead or alive?
William Stewart Adamson was a Scottish guitarist and singer with the band Big Country. Their album, The Crossing, was a big hit in 1983, and their song, In a Big Country, still is popular around the world. Dead or alive? Dead. Adamson committed suicide after a night of heavy drinking in 2001. So, no longer in a big country. Andy Cohen is calling former Real Housewives of New York City star Leah McSweeney's bombshell lawsuit against him a shakedown. McSweeney's suit alleges that Cohen likes to snort cocaine with some of the Housewives stars, but castmate Vicky Gunvalso called the suit dirty and accused McSweeney of trying to line her pockets. You think? Chris Brown got into a fender bender around 1 a.m. in Hollywood, leaving the Nice Guy bar. Yeah. Then on his way out, he bumped into another vehicle that left the front of his Lamborghini with some major scuff marks. He was photographed looking angry as he looked at the damage while leaving a private house party just hours later. Someone please call an Uber for him. Natalie Portman and Benjamin Millepied are divorced. The Oscar-winning actress and Millepied were married for 11 years until Natalie quietly filed for divorce after the choreographer cheated on her with 25-year-old climate activist Camille Etienne. They separated in 2022, but appear to have worked things out. Until now.
Idiot of the Week!
This is not how Madonna should express herself. She's getting scorched because she stopped her show in Vancouver to call out a front row fan for sitting through her show, only to learn they were in a wheelchair. She said, quote, "What are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay, politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here." Unquote. Idiot. a Willy Wonka-themed event in Scotland that invited guests to indulge in a chocolate fantasy turned out to be a sparsely decorated warehouse with nightmarish knockoff characters and limited supplies that didn't even include chocolate. The AI-generated images used in the event's marketing materials are partially to blame. Yeah, blame the robot. Nicki Minaj chewed out a stagehand while on tour, and it was all caught on video. Yep, Minaj, 41, who's in the middle of her Pink Friday 2 tour, made a stop in Seattle where some behind-the-scenes drama unfolded between Nicki and her hair girl. Evidently, Nicki was unhappy with her look, so the diva gave her a tongue-lashing. And not the good kind. Jackson Mahomes, 23, the younger brother of NFL star Patrick Mahomes, has been sentenced to 6 months probation after pleading no contest to a battery charge. Following the sentencing, he was taken into the custody of the Johnson County Sheriff's Office, which will determine whether he's eligible for work release. Oh yeah, weird family. Don Henley, one of the founding members of the Eagles, completed his testimony in New York in the Hotel California lyrics trial. Henley claims that 100 sheets of handwritten notes used to craft the iconic 1976 album were stolen before popping up at auctions. Three collectibles dealers are on trial for possessing the notes.
Guilty!
The Trash Bin.
MTV's The Challenge star Nelson Thomas had his right foot amputated on the first anniversary of his near-fatal car accident that resulted from him driving while intoxicated. The MTV personality has been documenting his journey online. He's announced via social media that he plans on trying out for the Paralympics and being less of an asshole.
The News Wrap-Up.
Deadspin's entire staff were laid off as GO Media sold its sports news site. Microsoft began blocking terms that caused its AI tool to create violent images. TikTok creators are looking for a new platform as the threat of a U.S. ban gains steam. Adidas warned that sales will keep suffering as it sells off its remaining Yeezy inventory. Yep, Kanye. The gift that keeps on giving.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Kung Fu Panda 4 holds on to the top spot for the second week.
The number one album.
Ariana Grande's Eternal Sunshine enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Shadow Rocket is the top paid app.
The number one book.
The House of Hidden Meanings by RuPaul is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Ariana Grande claims that Heartache and the Beatles were the biggest influences on her seventh studio album, Eternal Sunshine. She says that Life After Marriage, the terrorist bombing at her Manchester, England show, and the accidental drug overdose of her ex, Mac Miller, weighed heavily on her mind when writing the material for the album. And she credits the Fab Four's classic album Rubber Soul for inspiring her to add unexpected melodic twists and to share her conflicted mindset with her fans. Now Ariana's second single just dropped, and we love it. Here's Ariana Grande with the song of the week, We Can't Be Friends.
Me and my truth, we sit in silence. Baby girl, it's just me and you. Cause I don't wanna argue, but I don't wanna bite my tongue, yeah, I think I'd rather die. You got me misunderstood, but at least I look this good. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. I'll wait for your love.
That was Ariana Grande with the song of the week, We Can't Be Friends. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.